Hi, my name is Scott Wai from Microsoft New Zealand, and with me today is Debbie Ireland. Now, Debbie's an MVP, CEO of her own company, Envision IT, president of Microsoft Communities. Is there anything you don't do?
Not a lot, it seems. SharePoint conferences.
SharePoint conferences too, that's right. So, obviously, SharePoint's a big part of your world. Tell me what's going on there.
Well, lots of training. I'm a SharePoint trainer, so we do lots of end user sort of, I've got SharePoint now, what do we do with it, and slightly more technical as well, so lots of that. And we've got the SharePoint conference, which actually started off in New Zealand in 2009. We're running for our fourth year next year, and it moves to Auckland this year, which is great.
So we've
been
in Auckland.
Yeah, we've been in Wellington for the last three, and we've done a couple in Australia, and we've actually got one coming up in November in Singapore for the second year, and a brand new one in Hong Kong for a one-day event there on the very auspicious date of 11/11/11.
Wow.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
That'll either be really good or really...
It'll be great. So that's, apart from that, it's just SharePoint.
SharePoint
everywhere. I'm speaking on SharePoint tomorrow.
You are speaking on SharePoint. That's right, and that's why. So it's an amazing product set, I guess, that's come from, nowhere, a few years ago, and now moving to Office 365. Does the online kind of move? Does that present any challenges, do you think, to businesses or opportunities too? Of course.
I think that lots of people are looking at it. It opens up, I think, a lot more doors and opportunities for the smaller organisations, you know, to be able to use Office 365 and get all those benefits of SharePoint immediately. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll see a lot more of that. From a training perspective, it doesn't change much for us because it's SharePoint, whichever way you look at it. But it just opens up lots of new doors, so it's great.
Yeah. Mm. And so the move, Singapore and, other places beyond that. Do you think is there a global market for SharePoint training and SharePoint events?
Absolutely. I just see SharePoint obviously growing anyway, and the skills shortage, I think, is still out there, very much so, in New Zealand, Australia, and definitely further afield. It feels like Singapore and Hong Kong are even further before probably what we were maybe 5+ years ago. Yeah. So big opportunity there for training events and conferences where they get, top-notch speakers and the opportunity to go to all sorts of sessions, just like TechEd, really.
Just like TechEd, that's right.
Except with a business focus. We have lots of business stuff as well.
That's right. And I went to the conference the last couple of years in Wellington, and it's a really kind of nice mix of technical and business and a nice professional conference. Mm. You guys have done really well. So another string to your bow is that you're the president of Microsoft Communities. So perhaps you could tell us a little bit about what Microsoft Communities are and what your role is.
Sure. So MS Communities is like an umbrella society for all, I think we've got 26 plus user groups across New Zealand that all specialise in some form of Microsoft technology. So whether it be SQL, infrastructure, SharePoint, .NET. It started off as a .NET society and kind of merged into MS Communities. This past year we've had 3,200, I think it was over 3,200 people go through individual user groups, so they meet usually once a month and Microsoft sponsors us with some stuff. And I think it was a unique count of about 200 meetings or something throughout the year, so quite amazing. And it all culminates with a Code Camp, which actually is this Sunday after TechEd, and we've already got, I think it's over 460 registrations for that already, and that's a free day of 35 plus sessions, so awesome for people going to TechEd, and then even people that can't make TechEd that come up for the day. So,
And what's been the highlight of your time as president?
I've really enjoyed mixing, I guess, with all the different user groups, so meeting all the new user group leaders, seeing new ones come on board. I think in my time, I've been president for about 3 years, I think it is, mm-hmm. and there's probably been, I don't know, maybe about 6 new user groups during that period, and people coming and going and seeing people develop. And the user groups are, I guess, a really good way of upskilling people, but more so, I've run out of time anyway.
We've got plenty of time.
The next thing for them probably is to look at not just developing skills, but also bringing some new speakers along. And user groups are a great opportunity for people to learn how to speak and then move on to different things like events and so forth. So all of that, I enjoy seeing people develop.
So you think it'd be a great thing for people to get into, to join, to find their local MS Community group and
absolutely
try it out?
Absolutely. www.mscommunities.net.nz.
Thanks very much, Debbie.
Okay.